Now, this week, we've been talking to former Olympians about how their medals changed them and how they adjusted to life back home after the Olympic Games. Today, retired swimmer Jenny Thompson. She's the most decorated female swimmer in Olympic history, not to mention one of the most decorated Olympic athletes of all time. In all, she's won 12 Olympic medals, 8 of them gold. Jenny Thompson joins us now from Portland, Maine, where she's now a practicing physician and mother of 2, including a 4-month-old infant. Jenny, welcome to Here and Now.
Great to be here.
Jenny, you participated in 4 Olympic Games, the first one back in Barcelona in 1992, then Atlanta in 96, Sydney in 2000, and finally Athens in 2004. You're only 19 at the first Games, a freshman
That's
in
right.
college. What was that like for you?
Oh, it was a whirlwind of emotion. You know, I was just finishing up my freshman year at Stanford and just had all of the greenness of being a 19-year-old and first time at the Olympics. It was a very, very exciting time.
You came away with 3 medals then, 2 golds in the relays and a silver in the 100-meter freestyle, an event you held the world record in. But there was a little bit of controversy about the gold medal winner. What happened there?
Well, the speculation that there was doping involved. She was from China, and they had really surged onto the international scene with 1 year leading into the Olympics, and there was a lot of controversy and a lot of speculation about that. So it was difficult to win silver to someone who you suspect is doping. But, you know, the fact of the matter is if I had tied my best time, I would have won the gold. So I said it was a roller coaster of emotion, and that was part of it.
Yeah, it must have been frustrating because you lost to someone who was, you suspect, cheating.
Yeah, there's no proof, but looking back, it's highly likely.
That gets us to the whole issue of how the International Olympic Committee can crack down on doping. Do you think they're doing enough now, today, to crack down?
I mean, I don't envy their position. They say the cheaters are always one step ahead of the testers. So it is difficult. I'm not really in touch with the exact methods they're using these days or the frequency with which people are tested. But it seems like there always could be more. And it's usually a matter of money and politics.
Still, you came home from the Games, home to New Hampshire, to a hero's welcome. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I'm from Dover, New Hampshire. They've always been very supportive of my swimming, and there was a big welcome parade and meeting the mayor and get a key to the city. And ultimately, they named a pool in town after me, so it was a great honor, and I've always loved my hometown, and they love me too.
And so did you leave Barcelona in 92 as a college freshman determined to qualify for the next Olympics?
I did. I really loved the sport. I still had 3 years of eligibility in college for the NCAAs. This really was no reason for me to do anything but keep trying to be better each day.
After winning gold in all 3 relays in Atlanta in 96 and 3 golds and a bronze in Sydney in 2000, did you think about retiring?
I thought about it after Sydney. I had been accepted to medical school at Columbia in New York. But some things happened along the way that kind of shifted my gears. When I first started medical school, 9/11 occurred in New York. And also around the same time, my mother was diagnosed with esophageal cancer. And so that summer, after my first year of medical school, I went back to New Hampshire, spent time with my mom, and really started going to the pool really like a therapy for me. It was meditative and fun and just a way to get away from it all. And I just started doing very well. And one thing led to another. And before I knew it, I'd won the nationals and qualified for the world championships. So it just was like a kind of a snowball effect and kept me going till 2004.
Did your mom's cancer fight inspire you at all to fight back and go to the 2004 Olympics?
It definitely did in more ways than one. I mean, how much joy she got out of my swimming really, you know, that motivated me. She loved to watch me swim. And one of the most important moments in my swimming career was winning a gold medal at the 2003 World Championships, in that she was pretty advanced cancer at that point, and she was able to make it to Barcelona and watch. And I just remember looking up in the stands and seeing the joy on her face and realizing, you know, this is what it's all about.
Then you decided to leave it behind. You traded endorsements and, you know, celebrity, so to speak, for medical school. I mean, was that a tough decision and a letdown or an easy one?
It wasn't a tough decision. I was very excited about moving on to a new challenge in my life, a new chapter. Mm-hmm. But it was difficult going from being number one in the world and having some celebrity to then being kind of chained to the medical school library desk.
Like pulling all-nighters in the library. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. It's sedentary lifestyle. The first year in medical school is all mm-hmm. about papers and tests and things like that.
The Olympics are opening tomorrow. This is the first time since 92 that you're not there. Will you miss it?
I will. I love my son, Ryder, but I'm sad not to be there. And it was a decision we made, you know, with all that's going on in Rio. It didn't seem like a responsible thing to do to bring a four-month-old. But I know I'll be heading to Tokyo in the next Olympics to watch. That's a commitment that I've kind of made to myself to go and watch the Olympics until I can't.
Jenny Thompson is the most decorated female swimmer in Olympic history. She won 12 medals over four Olympic Games. She's now a practicing physician in Portland, Maine. Thank you, Jenny.
Thank you.